Hi guys, my name is Emma Murphy. This is Xavier behind me. I have two children, Xavier and Arabella. She's 7 months. I've been thinking long and hard and contemplating whether to post this video. And I was and I wasn't and I was and I wasn't. I finally decided, after a lot of thinking, that yeah, I need to do this for me and my children. I need to raise awareness to other women out there. I'm 26, I'm from Dublin, I have two children. I've been in a relationship for 3.5 years with a guy who I thought was the love of my life. He was the love of my life. Loved him with all my heart. We've had ups and downs. I cherish the ups. I won't miss the downs. Unfortunately, last year I found out he cheated on me with one of his clients. I found out in June, but he denied it. She contacted me in November and told me she was pregnant. So, with the stress, I went into labour early. My world was turned upside down, as you can imagine. You think you know somebody, you know. And it was such a hard time for me that I loved him so much that I tried to forgive him and I gave him another chance and I took him back. And unfortunately, I found out he did it again. On Father's weekend, he didn't see us. He spent his time with somebody else. And I found out on Friday. So I went to the gym and I confronted him. And he denied it, of course, and when I threw his phone, he punched me in the face. And it wasn't the first time. Last year he split my head open at an event, and prior to that he punched me as well and I had a black eye. And for the last year and a half, I've been told that I'm paranoid, I'm a psycho, I'm nuts. My insecurities will kill me one day. Even up until now, he tells me that my insecurity is going to kill me. And you know what? After Friday's events, I finally realised that, no, this is not acceptable. No man has any right to put his hand on a woman. No man at all, no matter how big, how small, no matter where you're from. It is not right to raise a hand to a woman. And it's only now that I've realised that. And I've had the courage to walk away and to go straight to my family and friends and people who love me. And I have the courage to actually do something about it this time, because even once, it's unacceptable. But to be made feel that it is acceptable is even worse. To be mentally tortured and told you're paranoid or insecure, that's mental torture. And no man should do that to any woman. So now I'm a single mother of two gorgeous children. And unfortunately, when they ask where their daddy is, he's not going to be around. He's not going to be here for them anymore. Our lives are completely torn apart. And they're going to know that their daddy hit their mammy. And that's not something that children should see at all. They shouldn't see any violence. So if anyone out there has gone through something similar to what I've gone through, you know, you need to find the courage and get away from anything that's as unhealthy as violence. Go to your friends and family, people who love you, who care about you, and talk to them. But especially if you have children, it's not a good environment for your children to be around. No children should see that. My little fellow was in the back of the car on Friday and he's screaming, and I looked at him and it broke my heart. Although he's only 18 months, he shouldn't have to see that. So if there is any women who feel that they can't get out of a relationship or they can't walk away, if it's not safe, you have to. And if you are arguing and if your guy or your man does hit you or raise a hand to you have to walk away, because more often than not, if it happens once, it will happen again. So I hope I've raised awareness to some women. And if it has hit anyone's heart, maybe share the video to them. Thanks.